All right, Andrew Mason for Broncos TV here with Dave Logan, the voice of the Broncos. And Logan just wrapped up a conference call with head coach Gary Kubiak and the three coordinators. And Dave, what are your impressions of the new coaches so far?
Well, you know, I'm kind of like the rest of Bronco fans in that regard. It's these are guys I'm familiar with, so it's kind of nice to see a bunch of good people come back home and also good coaches, obviously. But I mean, they're very comfortable doing this. Gary has grown so much, I think, in this sport. He understands from a player's perspective what's asked of players. He's been an assistant coach, he's been a coordinator, and a very good head coach. And Wade, the same thing. I think sometimes Wade Phillips is a bit overlooked because people want to focus on his head coaching stints. And really, if you go back and look at the record, he's certainly an above-average head coach. But he's one of the great defensive coordinators, I think, that we have seen the last 10 or 15 years. And Joe DeCamillis is a guy that has such a great reputation as being a special teams guy. Whenever you talk to him, he's been in a number of places. Whenever you talk about with people that actually know football, you talk about who are your special teams guys that you want to have. Joe DeCamillis' name is always at the front.
How have they all grown from when you've covered them before? Because, of course, you've been on the broadcast for now a quarter century. So, you know, Gary was still playing when you started in the booth. And also, DeCamillis was in his first NFL stint on the staff at the time.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I wasn't here very long, but Gary was actually a teammate of mine for a very short period of time. So, I mean, I've known him for such a long time. And I think, the longer you stay in the game, the more comfortable you are. Gary is a guy that's he's introverted at times, but he understands the team concept, which I really appreciate about him. He's not a me guy. He's a we guy, and I think you're going to see that. And I believe teams sort of pick up the personality of their head coach, and so I'm anxious to see how that works out this year. And with Wade and Joe, I think, again, guys that are – they're football coaches. I mean, they're ball coaches, which I like. And, just because you're an NFL coach – That's not always true. I've probably played for some, but observed over the years where guys, that's not really their MO. These guys are ball coaches from day one.
And does it help them that they have such deep roots in Broncos culture and get what it means to be here?
Well, I think it's important that they understand really what this franchise means to this region, to Bronco fans. I mean, and all three of them have been here before. Joe grew up in Denver, and both Wade and Gary, of course. Wade's been a head coach here. Gary's, and we've gone through that, a player, an assistant coach, and a coordinator. So I think they all have an appreciation of how important this franchise is. And I think, even though you're paid to do a job, things like that sort of stick in the back of your mind from time to time. So that's important.
Thanks, Dave. That's the word from the voice of the Broncos, and we'll see you next time on Broncos TV.